You're listening to SBS News.
This was a really big moment for Shohreh Bayat. She's Iranian and a top-level chess arbiter, one of very few women in the role.
Hello and welcome to the 2020 Women's World Championship match here in Vladivostok.
This is the first time she's ever refereed a world championship. But instead of being excited, she's now scared and angry after a row broke out over her hijab.
2 minutes to start the round.
It started when a photo of Shohreh refereeing a game appeared in Iranian media.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
We spoke by phone across seven time zones. And she explained what had happened.
My picture was everywhere and they were claiming that I didn't wear headscarf during the tournament. And it was a kind of protest against hijab. They called it a protest. So they already condemned me, but I had my headscarf.
Photographs from other angles that day do back up what she says. The scarf is there, albeit draped very loosely. But on TV and social media back home, she was already being accused of violating her country's strict dress code. Shohreh has always worn a hijab for chess tournaments, though she was never happy about it.
I was tolerating it because I live in Iran. Of course, I think that that is not right. People must have the right to choose the way they want to dress.
Shohreh told me Iran's Chess Federation then instructed her to write something in response to the fuss. She understood that to mean an apology and a defence of the hijab rules. So she refused. And now she thinks it's too risky to return to her family in Tehran.
There are many people who are in prison in Iran because of hijab issue. So it's a very serious issue and I was totally panicked. Maybe they just invalidate my passport. Or maybe they put me in prison, or maybe they want to make an example for me.
It's a question now what White will do. White's got various options. Bishop takes c6 is one of them.
Grandmaster Nigel Short is commentating the tournament out in Vladivostok.
I'm just wondering whether she's going to do that.
He's also vice president of FIDE, the International Chess Federation. The Englishman used to coach Iran's national team, which once included Shohreh, until she switched to become an arbiter.
She is a trailblazer in Iranian sport. I mean, we don't appoint people for World Championship final unless they're very good.
But Iran has been losing a lot of talent lately. Its only female Olympic medal winner just wrote on Instagram that she'd left the country because she felt oppressed by being told what to do and where by the authorities. The male teen chess prodigy Alireza Firouzja has gone too after Iran stopped players attending any tournaments with Israeli participants, and that's most of them. And last month, when Mitra Hijazipur competed here in Moscow without a hijab, she was expelled by Iran's Chess Federation.
We are seeing a dripping away of players. I think it will become a flood before too long.